Good Chodesh, everybody. Good Chodesh, good Chodesh. Okay, let us continue. Simrei Study Test, page 150, and we're in Seif. Hey, we'll be discussing tonight, amongst other topics, until when can you do Avdoleh, if you didn't tell Motzei Shabbos. We'll be talking also what happens if you ate before Avdoleh. We'll also be talking about what happens if a person fasts on Sunday and Monday. What does that mean in terms of Avdoleh? We're also going to learn the Mishnah about Birkas Mu'alochas with regards to Birkas Gofen relating to Avdoleh. Okay. See, Ve'tov Ve'achal Kodim Shehivdil, if a person made a mistake and he ate before Avdoleh, Yochel Avdil Achakach, you can still continue to, you can still say Avdoleh, although you ate before Avdoleh, you're not meant to eat before Avdoleh, as we learned previously. You're not meant to eat before Avdoleh, but if you did eat before Avdoleh, you can still do Avdoleh. Seif Vav. Shochach v'lo hivdol b'motzei Shabbos. Person forgot and didn't do Avdoleh on Motzei Shabbos. Mavdil, can still do Avdoleh at Soif Yoim Shlishi until the end of Tuesday. Till Tuesday evening, you can still do Avdoleh. Here it is the halacha, the famous halacha, that a person can still do Avdoleh until Tuesday evening. Why is that? Why Tuesday?
Because it's out.
Oh. Pardon?
It's after
Shabbos. Yeah.
And therefore,
that's what
Wednesday
is. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tezayin. Mavdil Ad Soif. Oid LeShabbos HaOva. The Kol Eilu HaShlosh Yomim, all those 3 days, Shayochim Oid belongs still LeShabbos HaOva, to the previous Shabbos. Mikan VeHalo, from Wednesday on, Shayochim, they belong LeShabbos HaBo. They belong to the next Shabbos. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday belongs to the previous Shabbos. And from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they belong really to the next Shabbos. Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Likul Alma, according to all opinions, Lechatchila, ideally, Yakdim Lehavdil B'yom Rishon. Obviously, best is to do Avdoleh Motzei Shabbos. And if you didn't do Avdoleh Motzei Shabbos, the best is, obviously, to do Avdoleh on Sunday morning. This reason, makdimim le mitzvah, is because the general rule that the ones who are careful to keep the mitzvah, they do so as early as possible. There's an additional problem as well. Why do you need to do Avdoleh on Sunday and not wait for Monday? That's right. That's exactly the point. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'gam da'osu le'echol koinem she'avdil. Kibne b'yodu il'avdil. So it is an additional, very crucial point. A person must never forget that if you didn't do Avdoleh, you really can't eat. You really can't eat before doing Avdoleh. So if a person, say, was not well, and all Motzei Shabbos he slept, or Cholila was in hospital, and he just wasn't, and he didn't do Avdoleh on Motzei Shabbos, on Sunday morning he's going to do Avdoleh, but he must remember that he can't eat before Avdoleh. So there's 2 reasons really why he has to do as early as possible. One is because of the general rule of Ozizin Makdimin, the mitzvahs, and the second reason is because of the issa of eating before Avdoleh.
Even if you wait till Tuesday to do Avdoleh, so you have to fast for 3 days.
Yeah. What's that? Well, one second, what did you say that?
You have to fast until you make Avdoleh, effectively.
Well, there is an Issa Achila. Yeah. Yeah. Wood. What?
You can eat Sunday, you can eat.
If you can make Avdoleh, you should make Avdoleh. I don't exactly what you're referring to. Also, I don't know what you're referring to. I know there was. No, I'm saying, yeah, it's true that if you ate, you're still allowed to do Avdoleh, correct?
You're not allowed to if you eat.
You're not meant to eat before Avdoleh. If you can do Avdoleh, I don't know which loch you're referring to.
If you make Avdoleh on Tuesday, you're not allowed to eat on Tuesday.
If he can do Avdoleh, then he shouldn't eat. Yeah. It doesn't mean that, I'm saying, there's no halacha to fast, but you're not allowed to eat before Avdoleh. Yes, you're right. That's if you cannot do Havdalah. If you haven't got wine. Right. So I'm what I said was that what the Mishnah Berurah says is that if you can do Havdalah, then if you can do Havdalah, then you mustn't eat before doing Havdalah. Your case is you're quite right. Your case is a person that doesn't have wine, he cannot do Havdalah.
But he can eat.
Yes. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah word, it's very meduyik. A person doesn't have wine. That's his scenario. Yeah, so you're talking about, you're right, if he doesn't have Chamam Adina, so Mishnah Berurah there explains that it's also if he doesn't have Chamam Adina. He just doesn't have any B'chovah to get drinks. Interesting Shaila, what about Motzei Yom Tov? Havdalah Motzei Yom Tov. What happens if you didn't do a Motzei Yom Tov, you didn't do Havdalah? What happens then? You're also going to wait 3 days? So say Motzei Yom Tov was on Monday night. So you can't 3 days. How does it work with Motzei Yom Tov? You miss out. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of Rabbi Kiveiga. Kosa bechidush Rabbi Kiveiga. Peshem Sefer Lashon Chachamim. Rabbi Kiveiga said the name of Lashon Chachamim. Tebe Motzei Yom Tov ein lahavdol tashlumin. When it comes to Motzei Yom Tov, there's no tashlumin. There's no making up. When it comes to Havdalah Motzei Yom Tov, to be Shabbos Hayech Loima, with regards to Shabbos, it is possible to say Tashlosh Yomim Rishonim, the first 3 days Shayochem belong or to Shabbos Shavah, belong to the previous Shabbos. Mashahen came be Yom Tov, not so when it comes to Yom Tov. There's no rule with regards to Yom Tov that the 3 days post Yom Tov still belong. Yeah. 1 second. So the 3 days after Yom Tov belong to the Yom Tov. There's no such rule, generally speaking, on Yom Tov, only on Shabbos. So he says that really this should be not a shlum. It's true that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday till night you could do Havdalah when it comes to Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. When it comes to Havdalah Motzei Yom Tov, you can't make up after this. But then Mishnah Berurah does say that actually Mikol Mokem Agon Rabbi Kveiga Metzadeit Sham Techol Yom Rishon Shacha Yom Tov Yochel Havdil. He says whenever it's Yom Rishon Shacha Yom Tov, the first day after Yom Tov, you could still do Havdalah. As to whether the reason is because it is still Isul Chag and it's still considered connected to the Isul Chag is always, you know, you don't say Tachnun Isul Chag, and there's certain halachas with regards to the day after Yom Tov that's why it's still possible to do Havdalah. But you are very, very, it's very true. Rabbi Frankel asked a very good shaila to refine with regards to Shavuos. You can still bring korbanos, there's tashlumin with regards to Shavuos. So why over there does tashlumin not apply? It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. With regards to Shavuos. Yep. Yeah. Yes, exactly the same. Exactly the same indeed. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said that, so again, I'm starting to say Vav, Shochach v'lo hivdil b'motzei Shabbos, if a person forgot to do Havdalah b'motzei Shabbos, Mavdil, he does Havdalah ad soif until the end, Yom Shlishi of the third day, which is Tuesday. V'yesh oimim. Some say, She'eni Mavdil, you do not do Havdalah, Elo, only Kol Yom Rishon v'lo Yosef. So there's an opinion that says, you can only do Havdalah on Sunday, not more. Sunday, for some reason, even if you don't hold this Tashlim until Tuesday, but Sunday is somehow more connected to Shabbos. And there's more opinion, and our opinion is all you can do Havdalah on Sunday only. V'dafka. And this is only with regards to Borei, Peri, Hagofen, with regards to the key Bracha, which is Borei, Peri, Hagofen. But, V'amadu Mekodesh Chol, and the Bracha of V'amadu Mekodesh. Avol, but, Al-Nir, the Bracha of Borei Mereish, Uf Samim, and the Bracha of Borei, Minei, Besamim, as we learned previously, you do not make that specific, these specific two brachas of Ne'ab Samim, Elo only, per Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. So, the key brachas of Havdalah, which is Borei Peri Hagofen and Mavdil Mekodesh Chol, that's the discussion over here. Perhaps Sunday, or perhaps even Tuesday, until the evening, and that's how we pass it. But certainly when it comes to the bracha of Neir and Psomim, there the halacha is that you can only do Motzei Shabbos itself. Yeah. So what I want to just explain over here is one point that we have to just realize that the time of Motzei Shabbos is the time of Avdol is on Motzei Shabbos. Anything after Motzei Shabbos is the din of Tashlumin, of making up. It's not, Pshat is not that Motzei Shabbos continues into Sunday, continues into Sunday night, continues into Monday. That's not al dialoche. But it's a distinct difference between Motzei Shabbos Havdalah and Sunday Havdalah. That Sunday is a making up. He's like making up, like we find that if a person missed Shachis, he does 2 minchas. So it's like you're making up for a missed mitzvah. So similarly also, when you don't do Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, you can make up a missed Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So it's not just a continuation, it's a making up. And therefore, there's no bracha of psamim and neir, so it's quite a difference. Yeah, continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mishoyim, some say, toha the kamelon toam mavdil. Shulchan Aruch says we learned this halacha that somebody was toyim, somebody who ate mavdil, he can still do havdalah. Yes, you're not allowed to eat before havdalah, So the main reason for that is that Chachamim always established before any mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat before any mitzvah. When the time has come to do certain mitzvah, so here it is more severe, more stringent. But the key, the background of that is also Issa Achila before Avdol is also that you don't eat before. You're not allowed to eat before doing most Megillah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Before Megillah, right? We're not going to eat before Megillah either. So that's or before Kiddush also, you're not allowed to eat. So that's the key back. The key, but it is a bit more stringent over here, but that's the main concept. So it says, Shulchan Aruch, hard to come along to Amavdil. So it says, some say, that we learned, that you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, and if you did eat, you can still do Havdalah. Hanamili, this is only, Heicha de Hivdil Baleil Moitzeh Shabbos. This is only if the Havdalah is going to take place on Moitzeh Shabbos. Avalim Loi Hivdil Baleilo. But if a person ate on Motzei Shabbos before Havdalah, and he failed to do Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, so the two mishaps happened. Mishap number one, he ate before Havdalah. Mishap number two is he didn't do Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. So there, says the Shulchan Aruch, there's an opinion, Kivan Shetoam, since he ate prior to Havdalah, Shuv Einoim Avdil, now he's messed it up. You ate and you didn't say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, forget it. Now you've missed the boat. Don't now come on Sunday and you're going to make Havdalah now. It's true, generally you can still do Havdalah. You can make up Havdalah on Sunday. But if you ate and it's past Motzei Shabbos, Chachamim won't misak, you can't do Havdalah anymore. That's what some opinions say. The Maaseh the Ramah Paskins, the main halach is not that this latter opinion, but the halach is that even if you ate on Motzei Shabbos and you forgot to say Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, you can still do Havdalah, although you ate, you can still do Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. Yes, so that's how the Gemara paskens. It's very showing the main halach is like the former opinion. Now, the Gemara continues. Imagine that, a person who fasts for 3 days and 3 nights. Chaim, how do you feel about that? Do you feel hungry now? And it's talking about somebody who really does fast 3 days and three nights. So imagine the following: somebody how does that sound? I don't know. So the most. No, we're talking about radical. You mean water possibly? No, I mean.
With water, you can do 30 days. Without water, you can do a day and a half, 2 days.
Two and a half days.
Really, 2.5 days.
3 days, maybe.
So, I don't know about water. I didn't think about that. Maybe he's having water. I don't know about that. Maybe potentially because water, maybe. No, actually, I'm not sure. I'm not sure we're talking about he's drinking water. Pashtos is not drinking water. So, I know, not that far in the past, not so far, there was a very big discussion about that, fasting 2 days. And that's during Mir Yeshiva was in Shanghai. So, they were there over Yom Kippur. And it was Shanghai, which was part of China, is the Shaila was when exactly, because of the dateline Shaila, I'm no expert, I know nothing about this dateline Shaila, it's a complex, very complex topic, and a fascinating topic. A few times I attempted to get into the understanding, I just can't understand it. You need to be a bit more scientifically minded to understand it. I didn't get it, but I do know. Pardon? Yeah.
In great detail, exactly.
So I attempted a few times, I didn't understand it. But there is a very, very, there's a huge, very complex machloikas, starting from the Balamoy, from the Rishonim, all the way down to the Achonim. How do you define the date line? How do you define the date? Is that called the date line? Yeah? So, and depending on that.
Same cousin for Moshe, both days.
Yeah. So it was a bad cousin. So there was that Shaila was really, yeah, yes, sir. The Shaila was, what do you do? So the depending on this Shaila, there was a Shaila on the regular Shabbos was a Shaila, which, when is actually Shabbos, but much, that wasn't such a big deal because many Bochim refrained in Mir when they were in Mir. So the Shaila was actually not so relevant previously, it was much more theoretical, but when actually Mir Yeshiva ended up in Shanghai, it was not theoretical. There's all area in the world which is not very well, it's not so populated, not so many people there. So for most years, it was just a theoretical shaila. But when Yin ended up in Shanghai, it was not much of a kehila before that. A little bit, but not much of a kehila. And the shaila was, which day actually is Yom Kippur? Which day is Yom Kippur? So on a regular Shabbos, I understand that many were machmir, and they actually didn't do melachas on Shabbos and Sunday. Okay, that you can live with that, especially in the poverty and in such a basic life they had. It was not difficult to refrain from melachos 2 days. But when it came to Yom Kippur, it was a real shaila. And that is a very famous letter of the Chazon Ish. It was a famous telegraph of the Heilige Chazon Ish. Ichlu be'reviv, this whole telegraph, which is printed in Igas Chazon Ish. He paskened and he said you should fast on one day, and he gave a clear instructions that you should fast on what he considered Yom Kippur, and the following day he commanded and instructed them they should eat on the following day. But nevertheless, there was a big machlokes of opinion in the Bochim and the Rosh Hashivas, they were all a bit. So there was a minority of Bochim, and I understand the Rosh Hashivas as well, they refrained from eating on 2 days of Yom Kippur. I don't know. They didn't. Yeah, Pashas they didn't. Yeah, Pashas. But they fasted because it's Sofik Deraisa. So all the abonants, they were Mekel. But in terms of Deraisa, they were Machmas. And that is a reported case of fasting 2 days. I don't know how they did it.
So according to that, basically.
But that's a case that didn't drink anything either.
Then in terms of Motsi, your second night. Would you make Abdullah?
Oh, so now that's what he says. Now, Misha Misana. So we are talking about over here a case of an individual, not collective fasting, but we're talking about an individual fast, somebody who's really done a lot of Averas, and he wants to sort it out by fasting out for 3 days radical. That's it now. I've done too much. This is too much already. All these Averas, forget it. Now I'm fasting 3 days, I'm going to sort myself out. So now he says, so he's fasting now for 3 days and three nights, and he decided the best 3 days to fast is undoubtedly Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because that's like after the Cholent. It's the safest. So he can fast in Sunday. But now the problem is the Havdalah. What are you going to do about Havdalah? So Ramah says, Misha Misana Shlosh Yomim Shlosh Alelos, Yishma Havdalah Me'achirim. He can, says the Ramah, hear Havdalah from others. Now, Havdalah here, we're talking about Havdalah, Matzah Shabbos Havdalah. The onlookers, the bystanders, in awe, who are just going to watch this fellow fasting for 3 days straight, they can do Havdalah. They can do Havdalah, and he'll be Yoitz Havdalah through them, just by listening Havdalah. So he can yishma Avdolah me'achirim. He can listen to Avdolah of others. That's fine. And the same would apply also if he's only fasting for 2 days. The same, for that matter, would apply if he's only fasting 1 day, if he's fasting the Sunday. You can still hear, listen to Avdolah on Shabbos, although you're fasting on Sunday. What happens if he's on his own? What if he's on his own? What is he going to do about Avdolah? So he says the following. Yochel haftil b'Shabbos mi'boid yoyim. You could do Abdullah on Shabbos. He wants to fast on that Sunday. He wants to fast on it. So he's going to do the following. Yochal Havdil b'Shabbos mi'bidyoim. He could do Havdalah on Shabbos. As we learned previously, b'yom. Do you remember we learned that you can do Havdalah before Motzei Shabbos? On Shabbos afternoon, you do Havdalah without Eish. You can do Havdalah on Shabbos. And you still refrain from doing Melachas. Yochal Havdil b'Shabbos mi'bidyoim. You do dodgy Havdalah, but it's not dodgy because you're allowed to do it. It's a Shabbos afternoon Havdalah. Velishtois, and you drink the wine. And then you accept the tainus on you. In other words, it doesn't really need to accept the tainus, but you just continue with the tainus. You're going to start the tainus on Motzei Shabbos as you intended to do. So we're learning that. The Ramaz has got a question over here. How do you deal with a fasting individual if he's fasting on Sunday and even Monday, Tuesday? How is he going to deal with Havdalah? So the Ramaz tells in the onset that it's not a big deal because you could just listen to Havdalah from somebody else. It's not a problem. Do you listen to an Havdalah on Shabbos, a normal Havdalah, and although you're fasting, you're still Yotze. That's point number one. Point number two is, okay, what happens if there's nobody around you that actually does Havdalah? So he says, okay, you've got to do Havdalah. So what you're going to do is you're going to do a Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon, and just obviously don't do Ney, and obviously don't do Melochas, but say the text of the Havdalah with the Bo'er Pri HaGofen, and you have done the Havdalah. You have fulfilled the rabbinical requirement of doing Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon. And then afterwards, you start with the Tainus as you intended to. That's what the Ramah is teaching us. Yeah, when the Ramah says like kabel achkach ha'tainis, doesn't mean you accept the tainis, as the Mishnah Berurah says. in Sifkot Chav Gimel, Ein HaKavona Shekabel Tainis Mamash, we're not talking about the acceptance of the Tainis, Dokvar Kibbet Olav Ayoyim B'Mincha, because there's a general rule that the Tainis Yochi, the person has to accept B'Mincha, the Tainis. If the person decides to fast, you have to accept B'Mincha, the Yotzen, you're going to fast the following day. So we're not talking about that, but it doesn't mean that you physically accept, because you had to accept the Tainis anyway earlier by Mincha. But it means that you are in mind, you're going to fast on Sunday, and that's where he's going to, so he's going to do Avdolah, he's going to do Avdolah on Shabbos, and following that, he's going to fast as he intended to. How does that sound, 3 days fast? Tough. Yeah, it's tough. Must be really tough. Yeah. I don't know. So, I don't know. I don't know. It looks like you could. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know.
I don't think we're up to
the physical strength. Yeah, it is true. I mean, you're 100% right. Och Shulchan quotes in numerous places the fact that we are nowadays much weaker than previous days. And he says when it comes to Hilchas Tainis, he mentioned a few times, and nowadays we are much weaker. And I'm struggling to understand that. He said, these people are weaker than previously, and they speak about two generations back, people being much tougher, and they could fast more easily than us and all that. Yeah, I mean, it's true that in previous generations, people used to fast weekly. You know, many people used to fast weekly. But I still don't know if it's just if it's a real genuine weakness that's common to the world, or is it just the pure laziness that's common to our world? I don't know.
Could be psychological.
Yeah, it could be psychological, but yeah.
We've got so much food in the
box. Yeah, we've got food and we hardly move and yeah, absolutely. So I'm not sure if it's a genuine. It's just a yeah. Okay, Siv Zayin. Hamavdil alayin al shulchanoy. Person who is making Havdalah, a person does Havdalah, and there's wine on his table. And this is an individual that he can't wait. He can't wait so long for his Melavad Malka. How long can you wait for Melavad Malka? Shalashut is already a bit of time ago, and you have to doing Havdalah. So how long can you wait already? You need to get on with things, you know. So he wants to have Melavad Malka now. Straight after Havdalah, he's going to go for business. He's going to go for having Melavad Malka. He's going to wash, and he's going to eat, and he's going to have wine. The question now is in terms of the hamav of the Bir Pei HaGofen. So the Shulchan Aruch says, hamavdil al hayayin, a person make havdalah on wine, hal shulchanoy on the table. The table is laid already, straight to go for Melavad Malka. Hafilu even, hivdil koidim shenot al yodov. So even if he did havdalah, and only after havdalah, he washed for amotzi, and he ate amotzi, and he started having the meal, and he's going to have wine then. So, afilu hivdil koidim shenot al yodov, even if hivdil avdola, before washing hands for amoitzi, poiter hayayin, he exempts the wine, shebesoy chamozin, which is in the meal. Question is as follows. The fact that I did perpe agof entering avdola, and now I went to wash for amoitzi, and I made amoitzi, and now I'm having more wine, do I need to make an additional broch of agofen, yes or no? I washed again. I washed since my last Bir Pei HaGofen. I washed since the Bir Pei HaGofen of Avdolah. Do I need to make another Bir Pei HaGofen? Yes or no? So Shulchan Aruch now says that I don't have to make a new HaGofen. The HaGofen that I made by Avdolah, that exempts, that patters the HaGofen that I'm having during the meal, during Melavad Malka. And although I washed in the meal, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that you wash doesn't interrupt it. You don't have to make a new brach on it. Some disagree. The loipata, it did not exempt the agofen of the meal. Elo imkein, unless notal yodov, he's washed his hand, koidim shaved before he did avdolah. So the second opinion says, if you made avdolah, you washed, and you make amoitzi, and you want to have more wine, second opinion says, you have to make a new brach agofen. You have to make a new Bir Pei HaGofen. However, if you wash before Havdalah, and you made Bir Pei HaGofen of Havdalah, and now you're having more wine, that's when you don't have to make a new Bir Pei HaGofen. But if you made Havdalah before washing, the second opinion says, you have to make a new Bir Pei HaGofen. Hagar, says the Ramo, v'im hivdil techilo, if you did Havdalah before, atzorech levorech, achob b'och me'en sholosh. Very important halacha. If you made Havdalah, and then you if you made Avdala, and then you're washing, says the Shudrama, Tzorich Levorich Achopoch Mein Cholosh. You need to make Alagof Mel Piagofen before you're washing for a Motzi. Shabbos morning? Yeah, you don't. Because the Kiddush is B'mokum Suda. There's no such halach with regards to Avdala. Yeah.
And about the pot to the mashkin, I mean, not like a yain, like the other drink.
Yeah, other drinks?
Yeah, but the other drinks with the pot to the other drinks.
If it's Chama Medina, the same halach will apply. No, if it's Chama Medina, it will be, it's not relevant because anyway, you don't need to make a bracha during the meal. Siv Ches tells us, when you exempt, following what you learned, what we just learned now, when you exempt the wine of the meal, you don't need to make a bracha on that wine in the middle of the meal, because you just made Avdala before that, and you don't have to now in the middle of the meal make a new Ber Piagofen. So when you're making when you're making Avdala, you will not need to make Brocha Choyna, because it's going to be part of the meal later. If only has one cup, and they think he's thinking that it's going to be more wine is going to be brought, and he's making Avdala on that kois, you know, we're going to leave that for tomorrow, for Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. So we leave it with that Siv Ches. Boy, say, we learned tonight the following halachas. We learned that if a person ate before Havdalah, he can still say Havdalah. We learned that if a person didn't do Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, he can still do Havdalah till Tuesday, according to the Ikra Halacha. One opinion holds till Sunday. We learned that you don't do Ne'er Psamim only on Matzah Shabbos. We also learned that if a person fasts for 3 days, for instance, he can still hear and be Yotze Havdalah Matzah Shabbos. If there's nobody else who does Havdalah, he can make the Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon. We learned that a person making Havdalah and then afterwards has straight away a meal, so even if you wash, the halacha is that the Ber Piagofen of the Havdalah is poiter, the Ber Piagofen of the meal. And we learned that, and that's what we covered tonight. Good evening, good Chodesh, good Shabbos HaBoseh.